this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
Lord, I want to thank you for the cross, Lord. Because you've paid the price, Lord. You've paid the price for our sin so that we don't have to die. I want to thank you this morning, God, that by your blood we can know that this power, Lord. That because we have put our faith in you, we can know that we will have life and life in abundance. That we can know that when we die, we go to heaven. God, thank you for the bread and that we can know that we are all part of the body of Christ. That we are members, God, and you have called us together because you want us to learn from one another, from the mistakes that we make, from the mistakes that we have made in the past, Lord. As we learn more of you, that we stand together. Lord, I want to pray that we will understand that you bless unity. You command a blessing where brethren dwell together in unity, Lord. And I want to ask you this morning, God, that you will bless our marriages, Lord. That there will be unity, Lord, between husband and wife. That there will be unity between husband, wife, and the children, Lord. God, that there will not be sibling rivalry in our homes, Lord. Father, we want to pray that you release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, that as we walk into our homes, there will be peace, Lord. Because fathers stand up as the leaders, Lord. Wives submit to the fathers, to the husbands. Children honor their parents, Lord. Father, we want to pray that you'll bring discipline in our lives, Lord. That we will have a sound mind, God. That we will know the love of Christ, Lord. Father, I pray that you remove fear from us, Lord, doubt, unbelief, that we can walk by faith in everything we do. Father, we pray that we will, that the community, the church will stand, Lord, and shine their light, that the world will know there's only one God and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you this morning for your goodness, for your mercy, Lord, that we can trust in you. Father, we pray that you raise the standard in our lives, Lord. In this church, God, in our families, in our schools, in our government, Lord. Father, I just want to pray again this morning for Jacob Zuma, Lord. And I want to pray that you bless him, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that he will know you, Lord. Father, I pray that you remove all evil, God, that's having an impact in his life. Father, we want to pray that the ANC will know you, that you will reveal more and more of you to them. We want to pray, Lord God, that our government, Lord, our parliament, Lord, will be infiltrated, God, with the Spirit of God. We pray for more people, Lord, to stand up for the truth that you are Lord. God, that we will stand against the things that the devil is coming to distract us, to break us down morally, Lord, to draw us away from the kingdom and the things of the kingdom of God. Father, I pray that you release in us the Spirit so that we will pray. God, your word said, this church will be a house of prayer for all the nations, Lord. And Father, we pray that you release the desire for us to pray. Because your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn away from their wickedness, then I will hear from heaven. I will heal their hearts and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Father, we pray that you will come, Lord, and instill in us a desire, Lord, to pray, to humble ourselves, to seek your face, Lord, to repent from our wicked ways, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, let your will be done in each one's life here, in the name of Jesus. Let's eat. Let's drink. And the ashes, please take. I want to have a funeral this morning, but it's going to be a good one. Have you been to a good funeral? We're going to bury, is it the right word? We're going to begrave fear today in this church. Is there any amens? Okay. Today, we're getting rid of fear. Now, all the guys go, okay, this is Infinity Macy's. But it's not true. We fear, but our fear manifests a bit different to the girls. They are afraid of different things, but we worry about the future, about what's going to happen. Am I going to keep my job? What's going to happen to my children? What if I get retrenched? What if my business collapses? What if, and there's many what ifs, and we think about that day and night, and we worry, and we worry, and we worry. And girls are afraid of many other things as well, and they worry mostly too. They mostly worry about their husbands. I had to go to do vitality, do the test, and when I did my blood pressure, because now I've been running quite a bit on my sabbatical, and I'm thinking, yes, I'm going to have a 120 over 80, but it was 140 over 100. So this lady's very worried, and I'm like, yes, this is the queen, isn't it? So now I'm doing research and on everything that it could possibly could be, drinking 8 glasses of water, omega-3, do all these things. But I've realized one thing, it's worry. I've been under tremendous stress for 4, 5, 6 years, and it caused my blood pressure because it never goes down. It's just always there, up there. So I realized there's something I need to break in the spirit, and I realize it's fear. So just between you, when you were a small child, young, what were the things that you were afraid of? Waarvoor was julle bang geweest as kinders? Praat ek in my kant. Waar is jy bang geweest? Donker. Ja, vooral meneer Holloway, hy daar bo gesit. Ek is bang vir hom. Anything else that anyone want to say? What were we afraid of? Brad, wat sê jou? Wat was jy bang? 4-foot waves. Sharks. What are we afraid of today? Maybe say to the person next to you, what are things that people are afraid of today? A lack of things. Yeah, not having enough. No, we if we want to retire, we must have 4 million.
4 million?
Who did? Does anyone worry about retirement? Do you have a will? You should. What if something happens to you? What happens to your children? Do we have those things in place? Life insurance, all those things. Because something can happen to anyone at any time. Anyone can die at any time. It's just, we don't know. We don't know when it will happen. So there are things that people really worry about. So for me, I just looked at a few things that people can worry about. Spiders, failure, bats, snakes, death, flying. I think some guys in our church might worry, have a fear of this one, fear of women. Fear of fire, fear of hell, and then definitely in this church, fear of church. If you look at the church attendance, and then mine is fear of mirrors, because the next one goes with it, fear of growing old. Fear of happiness, I don't think that's my one. Fear of becoming insane, fear of being laughed at, thunder and lightning, especially if you live in Gauteng. And then many children, I don't want to say mine, so I don't want to speak it over them, but the fear of bathing, washing, or cleaning. Maybe some of you could agree with it. But what does the word say? And it's so amazing, just the scripture here. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because He first loved us. So there is no fear in God's love. Because perfect fear cast out, perfect love cast out fear. So as we connect with God, we should not be afraid. So I just want to show you something before we continue. But these two clips of fear, because what I want to share with you is that fear is mostly in our mind and our emotions. 60% of all things that we're afraid of has got no substance. We shouldn't be afraid of it. And the first one will be an example of that. Then there's about 25% of things that is, yes, we could be afraid of it, but it's not substantial. And 4 to 5% of things that we fear, we should be afraid of. So most of it is in our minds and in our thought life, fears that we have. And the more we surrender to God and the purposes of God and we know who He is, the less we will fear. So what I want to say this morning, we shouldn't look at overcoming fear. We should look at how God, how big God is. The more we connect with God, the more fear will go. So just have a look at this one clip. Reason where there's no sound. Cruel, eh? Okay, then the next one happened in a church, the 26th of January this year. There's a man, he walks into the church, but I saw the longer clip, and he wanted to stab the pastor with a knife that long. Just see what happens to this guy, if you can just show the next clip. So this is for the 4 to 5
manifestación gloriosa.
You will see he's there on the right-hand side. Salvador
Jesucristo. ¿Cuántos esperamos al Señor en su venida? Esa es la idea nuestra. Terminar nuestros días con Cristo o estar listos para cuando el Señor Jesucristo nos llame a su presencia, levantando su iglesia aquí de la tierra. Y conoceréis la verdad y la verdad os hará libres. ¿A cuánto nos ha hecho libres el Señor? Hay poder en el santo nombre de Jesús. Hay poder en el 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 nombre de Jesús.
You can stop that. In Shofar in Pretoria, when Ross was still the pastor, there came in two guys and they were sitting, and he just said to the church, God, please, let's pray in the spirit. And the church started praying in the spirit, and the two men had, I think, an AK-47 and a pistol with them, and there were other churches that got robbed in that time. So the ushers just walked around them, disarmed them. These guys were just sitting there, they couldn't move, they walked them out, they phoned the police, and the police came. So if anyone looks suspect, let's just pray in the spirit so that I don't get stabbed or shot, please. So there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Fear has got to do with punishment. So whoever fears has not been perfected by love. That punishment also talks about torment, because it's here all the time. I've been retrenched once just after we did this course at the church, and I said, I got baptized and then I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and it was really amazing. I just immediately started speaking in tongues, and then I wanted to do this course, and then it was about the tithing, and then, you know, basically how I interpreted, if I'm going to give 10% of my money, I'm going to get very rich. So I thought, wow, this is great, I'm tithing. And the next month I got retrenched. So now I had 3 months of my retrenchment period, and I thought, I've got to keep in faith, because I'm going to get rich. After the second month, I just couldn't do it anymore. My faith completely collapsed, and fear started setting in. So I would pray, Lord, thank you that you're my provider. And I would sit there, and I would wake up with that feeling, and I would go and sleep with that feeling where there's fear in your throat. And then only afterwards, when God came through, now when I pray, thank you, Lord, that you're my provider, I know, because He provides, because I had to go through all of that. Sometimes we have to go through things that we learn that God is really there for us, because we would not know it if we did not go through that thing. So for us, for me, to overcome fear, we must focus on who Christ is, what He has done on the cross. What does it mean for what He has done for us on the cross. Revelation will bring authority. Revelation of what Christ has done will bring authority in our lives. So the more we know and focus on who Jesus is, the more we will stand in authority. And He says, whatever you ask in my name, it will be given to you. If you don't doubt, say, Lord, thank you that you've given me that new job, that my children will not be hungry, that my wife, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are with me. That we can pray because we know our God will supply in every need of ours, that He will give because He is good in every way. So that fear becomes torment in our minds. And then fear has got power because it's in our mind and it's in our emotions, because we cannot get it out of our minds. I shared with you that fear mostly is in our minds, it's feelings, it's emotions, but fear runs together with friends. They have many friends, and I just want to read them to you. So his friends are anxiety, worry, concerns, frustrations, failure. And then the other group of friends is nervousness, tension, restlessness. Then they also run with insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, shyness, inadequacy, then depression, despair, discouragement, despondency, hopelessness, and that leads to insomnia and suicide feelings. These guys like to party together. It's called the pity party. Because when it takes you, it holds you and it brings you down. But it's here. Now, Satan controls by fear. So I want to encourage you, don't watch horror movies. Because you open yourself up to Satan to torment you. And he will do it in your sleep. And you will get more and more afraid of things and you would not know where it comes from. But it comes because you've opened, you've given him legal right into your soul, through your eyes, through the things that we watch. But God says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Of a sound mind. Self-control. And to me, this both are the same. Sound mind, self-control is the same thing. So what is fear? What does it say is fear? It's a spirit. Amen. So if it's a spirit, and it's not from God, what is it then? It's an evil spirit. God says we must take authority, and that authority will come with revelation of who God is. Spirit of fear, in the name of Jesus. Say, hate this yet. Because He's given us the power to do it. He's given us the love, because there's no fear in His perfect love, and He's given us a sound mind. Because fear, the sound mind is, what did my ou gesê? He said to me, you'll be there for me always. You, and now he's not there. You cannot believe it. I said, what? They're going to fire me. I know. And then I'm going to tell, and then it goes through the mind. And we tell these stories to ourselves. But God says, I've given you a sound mind. And the sound mind means that we have to take every thought in captivity to the obedience of who Christ is. So when that fear comes, it's, stop. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So that thought of fear, I take you in captivity and I command you not to leave. Because my God is good. You must go now, in Jesus' name. So when that guy with the AK-47 stands in front of your house, now the fear starts. What do you do? Says, God, thank you, Lord, that you are a good God in every way. This example just came to me now, and I believe it's God giving it to me. There was a time when I was very insecure here. And it was all in my mind. So then one day, I was asked to go to Standerton on the fly. And my wife was in tremendous fear. And I was also, I thought, no, but I must probably go because I'm asked to go. So that one night, I just walked outside and I started praying. And I prayed and I prayed. And then I saw people in a house, and it looked very funny. And I realized there's something, they're doing something against me. I didn't know what it was. I started praying, and I just became so bold, and I said, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And the next moment, the two guys fell. I'm like, what is happening now? But there was a boldness in me. I walked. 2 days later, there was some people that moved, and I don't know where they are now. Something happened in the spirit, but in me, something also happened that was tremendously. There's something that happens when we pray. If we allow the thoughts in our mind to stay there, and we can try and fix it with positive thoughts, it's not going to work. We must pray. We must pray and take those thoughts into captivity and tell them to go and ask God to help us if we are struggling with those thoughts. Because, you know, we read a book this in December, Corpse Cave, Caroline Leaf. I'm not sure what it's called in English, but she's just speaking about how our mind works, and how scientists are discovering that what the Bible says is actually how our mind works. So many of these things she would explain in her book, that we must allow God to transform our thinking so that we can walk by faith. Because what fear would do, the more fear increases, the more our faith levels will go down. So if we doubt, we cancel our faith. So same with unforgiveness. If I cannot forgive a brother or sister, it cancels my faith. So now I cannot come into the presence of God, because He says, before you come to me, just go to that brother and make right so that you can come into my presence. So if there's anything that stands between us, we must deal with that thing so that we can walk by faith. That whatever we ask it by faith, and we do not doubt that we ask it. So there's something that happens. So fear results, the root, fear is the root of stress. And if we stress over a long time, I believe our bodies will become toxic. We will become sick. You'll get people getting strokes. I believe, I'm not saying this is the cause. I'm saying I believe it can cause cancer. It can cause people to get a heart attack. I believe it can lead to high blood pressure. This is what I'm realizing. This is more my sermon, and maybe I believe it's all of our sermons, because we've got to bury this thing. Because people are being burgled in their homes. People are being hijacked with guns. There's fear. There's reason for us to be afraid of the world. Malema saying things out there, and we are afraid. What is going to happen? Die nag van die wit messe, and all these things is happening. What are we as believers going to do about that? And I believe the answer is that we really have to start seeking God and start praying to Him. But, you know, if we look at all the phobias, when people are struggling spiritually, it's not the fear of spiders that's causing them to have breakdown. It's fear of broken relationships. And most fear, anxiety, and stress that affects us spiritually is a breakdown in relationships. It's not phobias. So there are deeper fears that come from the breakdown in relationships and broken hearts than the fear of other things. For example, the fear of man, fear of failure, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, fear of being vulnerable, fear of trusting somebody again. So what I've seen, when I pray for people in counseling, that when we've been rejected as little ones, opens a door. Mostly it's because of rejection somewhere. And it opens a door, and they start not trusting because they don't want to be rejected again. They don't want to fail again. So we start withdrawing, and we cannot withdraw if we want to walk in faith. Because that withdrawing is fear. And perfect love, God's perfect love says we would want to draw in. We love that goes out, is all things, do all things. But that is only a place in Christ. It's not a place of what I can do or not can do. It's a place, it's a position that I walk into in Christ. Do you understand what I'm saying with this? So this is not in your mind. This is actually in our relationship with God. So for me, how do we do this? How do we overcome it? Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Dwells is make habit, settle down. He who settles down, who makes a habit of the shelter. And that shelter is also translated as the secret place of the Most High. He who makes a habit of the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And abide, there's a permanent place of protection, of love. So that shelter, God has been speaking to me about this for years now. I only clicked it today. If you pray, close your door, speak to him in secret, and he will reward you in the open. And I realized, I didn't understand it, because I always, guys, we must pray. But there's a place that we must pray alone with God and open our hearts in that secret place to him. And we must abide in that place. And this is where I believe the abiding in the shadow of the Almighty is. I believe many people do not get this right. We do not read the Bible, and we do not pray in the secret place of the Almighty. And this is why we're struggling to overcome spiritually, because we're not connecting with the God Almighty. Any amens? God challenged me with an amount of prayer a day and reading the Bible. Now, I don't want to tell you what it is, because I don't want you to think that you must do that. But I'm taking my phone, and when I start reading the Bible, I press start on my clock watch. And then I read, and then when I pray, now, have you tried to pray for an hour? Have you tried to pray for 2 hours? When you look again, and it's only 30 seconds. Then you get worried, because I've got a long way to go. But I really, the more I'm praying, the more I'm seeing breakthrough. You know, because we many times pray for our wives, and we say, Lord, bless my wife. I've got a book from Benny Mostert, and just the praying for my wife takes me about 40 minutes already. You must get it. It's amazing. Praying for your children, because he sees all these things that you must pray them for their future, for their wives, for that the books that they read, what they take in, where they will be. It's amazing things to pray over one another. It takes me about half an hour just to pray my identity in Christ, who I am in Jesus. And as I do it, something changes in me. This morning, I just cried before God. I cried because I connected with God in such an amazing way. But it was in prayer. And when we're in that place, that's the shadow of the Almighty will guard us. And then, I'm not going to preach, but I believe God is saying we must dwell, we must make a habit of settling down in the secret place, intimacy with Him, by reading our Bible, by praying with Him, spending time with Him, and we will abide in Him. There will be a permanent lodging. Then He says, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the deadly pestilence. He will cover us with his pinions, and under his wings we will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. We will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Amen. Then verse 9 says, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. So there's a if statement here. If then. Because you have done this, you hear what I believe God is saying to us? Because you've done this, do we spend enough time in the presence, in the shelter place with God? Do we have that desire? Do we rather sit in front of the television? I don't want to bring condemnation, but I just want to, this is what God is speaking to me. Because the more I'm sitting here, the less I realize, the more I realize I don't have a desire for those other worldly things. But this is the place. Why do bad things happen to good people? I believe this could be a reason here. The reason is because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed before upon you. No evil shall be allowed to befall upon you. Then he says, no plague will come near your tent, for God will command his angels concerning us to guard us in all our ways. Isn't that amazing? That's an amen for me. And then he says, verse 14, because we hold fast in him in love, he will deliver us. He will protect us because he knows our name. When we call to him, he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will rescue us and he will honor us. With long life, God will satisfy us and he will show us his salvation. In verse 27 is, I believe we must not fear man, but we must fear God. It's the fear of man that causes stress in our lives. What can Piet from my say? What can my work fear God? We must fear God. It's a reverence, respect, but it's also fear. Because whenever there's an angel or God, people's reaction was not high five. They were, help, I'm going to die. That's who the God is that we serve. The angels believe, but they tremble. There's fear. Because our God is a great, mighty God. He's a great, mighty God. So we must fear him. He says, rather fear him that can determine whether we go to heaven or hell than to fear him that can kill us. Because our God is a great, mighty God. And he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Because our God is a great God. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me and eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. In verse 11 says, Lord, teach me your ways, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. But I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. There's a place of living where we can live, and there's a blessing on our businesses, on our families, on what we do because of who our God is. And that's the faith that we believe, that when the world economy is doing this, and remember when we spoke about the Shemitah and the 7 years and it's coming, everyone said, okay, it didn't happen. But now the world could economic collapse. But it's a time that God is saying, stand up because I'm going to bless you, but walk in faith through me. It says, we wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Let us wait on him, be strong. Let our hearts take courage. Let us wait on him. Psalm 23, and it's the most amazing psalm in the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. He's the one that protects us. He's the one that's with us. We are his sheep. He will protect us. He will lead us. God is our shepherd. And we can trust in him because he's a good shepherd. And he, the shepherd, he says we will not want. There's not one thing that we will not have, that we need, that we will not have, because he will give it to us. We will not want. And he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Amen. God restores. God is into the restoring of souls. And this is so amazing when you minister to people and you see how God transformed a life that was in darkness and now suddenly it's in light. And there's something that completely happened, but it's because Jesus walked in and he came and he changed that life completely. He restores our souls. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Because his name gets the glory. God wants to get the glory for what he wants to do through us. That's why he's leading us into paths of righteousness. Then verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil because God is with us. He's with us all the time. I had an amazing cell group meeting at Vincent's house the other night. I hope you don't mind sharing this, but God gave me an amazing word that we were talking about Jesus getting out, walking on the water, and Vincent said, you know, when they were in the boat, but Jesus wasn't in the boat. The previous time there was a storm, Jesus was in the boat. He was sleeping, so he commanded the seas to be still. Now he wasn't there. They were worried. And God clearly spoke to me. He said to me, you see what's happening? First, John the Baptist died. Then Jesus did a massive miracle by feeding a lot of people. Then they're on the boat. The wind is against them. The waves are slapping them. They've been on the water for a long time. And this is what happens with us. We get taken out of our comfort zone and we get the wind from the front. And the waves are slapping. And now we're getting worried, getting torn down. And then they see Jesus coming on the waves. Peter gets out. I believe he was impulsive. This is just what I believe. I just think he got out because he's impulsive, not because he had that great faith. Then he looks around. He goes in the water. And Jesus says, he grabs him and he says, you of little faith. It's about faith. He wanted to test him. He wanted to show us, teach us, it's about faith. And then when we pray, God gave me this amazing word. He says, if I'm not in your boat, look at the impossible, because that's where I'm coming from. Isn't that amazing? Look at the impossible, because the waves, because God showed me a picture. The waves was massive, and now he's walking on this, like on a longboard. He's walking on the wave. It's not like, it's, the waves are doing this, and then he comes to Jesus, but then the next moment he's like, oh my word, where's Jesus now, because the wave is in my way. And then he goes down, you of little faith. This is what I really believe God is wanting to do for us. He wants to take us out of that place of fear that we can walk on the water, as Vincent had said, because he is with us. His rod and our staff, they will comfort us. God prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And that table is God's blessing that he wants to give to all of us. Our cup will overflow. It's a place of blessing. Our cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So God's heart is to bless. Is to bless in abundance. But it's fear and it's what the devil wants to put against us to draw us away from what God wants to do through us. How do we change this? Abide. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will dwell in his presence. Spend time with God. Pray, worship, surrender. Place of surrender. Jesus, you are everything to me. I surrender. Not that 1 minute quick prayer on my way to work that you say you do, but you do it maybe once in a week. I'm talking about you. We do that. We do those things. But then you come to a place where you're just so desperate. Saying, God, I cannot do this anymore. Because I'm repenting. For 5 years, I thought I was praying, but I wasn't praying. I believed I was praying. Pray. But not what I believe I should have been praying for. And I believe God is wanting to raise the standard because he wants really to bless all of us. And I can see how my life is changed because of that. So as we're going to pray, what fear was the first fear that came to your mind? What was the first thing that you said? Because that is probably the fear that you're struggling with. If you can take your fear and give it to Jesus right now, what would it be? Now I want to give you an invitation. We want to help you with it. You say, I'm bringing this fear that I have. Maybe it's fear for business, fear for my children, fear for the future, fear for the government, fear for broken into, fearful of being raped, fearful divorce, fearful being alone, fearful people walking away from me. fearful being rejected, fearful failure, fear that I'm not good enough. I want to give that on the altar. As Abraham had to sacrifice his Isaac, today we're sacrificing, not Isaac, but we're sacrificing a slave child. Sacrificing Ishmael. Say, Ishmael, you must go. Because I'm going to walk according to the promises of God in my life. I'm not going to allow the torment of Satan to stand between me and what God has for me. Because if God is for me, who can be against me? Amen. Let's pray. We can just stand as we just come before God. And I think just as we pray, as we just close our eyes, Lord, I want to ask you, Holy Spirit, to... Holy Spirit, I just want to invite you, God, with all reverence, Lord, and honor to you, Lord, to come and minister to us right now. Your word says you've not given us a spirit of fear, Lord, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. God, we will not be afraid. Your word says we must be bold and courageous. Do not fear nor be dismayed, because you will never leave us nor forsake us. Your word says we must not be anxious for anything, but in everything with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, make our requests be known to you, and the peace of God that surpasses all things will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Your word says pray always. God, you many times said, you of little faith. Father, if we believe, but Lord, heal my son, do you believe? Yes, Lord, but help me in my unbelief. God, we want to pray today, Lord God, that you will increase our faith, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, remove every spirit of fear, anxiety, in the name of Jesus. All worry, in Jesus' name. Go. I'm going to do something that I didn't plan to do, but I really feel strongly that I must do it. A spirit means a breath. A breath. So if there's a spirit of fear, it means there's a breath of fear in us. And Derek Prince in his Bible says, in his teachings, in his book says, in the Bible you can also translate that word for cast out as expel. So I just want to ask you, if you feel this fear that is tormenting you, we're just going to pray a prayer, and you're just going to go, and as a sign of obedience to God, just say every spirit of fear, and then we just go in Jesus' name. If you struggle with fear and you believe there's something tormenting you, there's something keeping you awake, there's something speaking to you that is even causing you not to sleep, that you even feel sometimes you don't want to live anymore, that you are afraid, that you struggle with friendships, you struggle with connecting with people, you are afraid, but you don't want to share with anyone. It could be that there is a breath, an evil breath, but that thing must go today in the name of Jesus, because God's Spirit is power, it's love, and it's sound mind, it's self-control. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bring us as a congregation before you. We declare that you are God Almighty, Lord. You are the God that saves. You are the God that heals. You are the deliverer, God. Lord, above all things, you are the great shepherd, Lord. And God, we trust in you because we know you are always with us, Lord. You are always with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. God, we don't have to be afraid of anything, Lord, because your perfect love casts out all fear. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will perfect your perfect love in us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we don't want to be afraid anymore. We reject every spirit of fear in us, in Jesus' name. Every spirit that causes anxiety, depression, nervousness, loneliness, we reject and repel it, and we say we don't want you to be part of us anymore, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for the authority that you've given us in Mark 16, verse 16, that says, for those who believe in my name, they will cast out demons, they will heal the sick. They will step on scorpions and snakes, and it will be no harm on them. They will pray for the lepers, and they will be healed. In the name of Jesus. And just be ready now to say to that thing to go. So just let it go. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit of fear. And in the name of Jesus, I command you to go to the feet of Jesus, never to return. In Jesus' name. Just go. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, I pray, God, that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, come and baptize us now, Lord. Holy Spirit, we just open ourselves to receive you completely, Lord. Just come and fill us, Lord. Just a sign, just breathe in, say, Holy Spirit, come in. Just receive it. Just receive it. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you'll give us the desire, Lord, to spend time with you, to read the word, Lord. We pray that you'll open the bread of life to us, Lord. Father, we pray that in our prayer times, when we are quiet, that you'll speak to us in dreams and visions, in that still small voice, that we'll hear your voice, Lord, that we'll see who you are, Lord. That we will walk in the fullness of what you've called us for, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, thank you for the amazing people in this church, Lord. We pray that you bless them, bless them. Bless their families, their marriages, their businesses, Lord, where they work, the schools, the communities, the streets, the neighbors, Lord, bless. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless friendships, Lord. Bless our friendships, Lord. We pray that there will not be breakdown in relationships anymore, especially in this church, Lord. God, we want to say we are brothers and sisters of one another, Lord, because of your love, because you first loved us, Lord. And we surrender to that, Lord God. And we pray, Lord, that we will become like David and Jonathan, because of covenant that you've cut with us. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Remember that our sermons are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.